This week, we're talking about whether negative current events impact the rate at which babies are named.
What's in a name? Three words, one adjective, the word research, and whether or not it's needed. It's more research required.
Okay.
Science and technology!
Listen, I don't think of things in advance, usually. They just happen. Hello, and welcome to More Research Required, a podcast where we talk about all the research studies we would do if anyone would give us the money. I'm Amy Giacomucci.
I'm Abby Norling-Ruggles. And this week we are once again doing a question from our possibly biggest fan. I don't want to give away the title biggest fan. Certainly a fan of our show.
Our most productive fan for our show,
sure.
Maybe?
Sure.
Our honorary research coordinator?
I don't know. I don't want to just be handing out titles. He could earn that title. Anyway, okay. It's friend of the show, Colin, who writes, here is my question for your very good podcast. Do particularly destructive hurricanes or, like, serial killers affect the rate at which babies are named after that hurricane or person? Like, were there fewer Katrinas born in 2006 or fewer, I don't know, Teds after Ted Bundy became a household name? And if I were a serial killer, would I be more likely to have people stop naming their kids my name if I had a weirder or more common name? Like if my name were Fitzgerald versus if it were John?
This is the least frightening way anyone has ever written the phrase, if I were a serial killer.
So. That's true, but it also did not have to be framed that way. Like, there's nothing in the question that's, like, relevant to...
that requires Colin to pick, to poise himself
to imagine
as the serial
being a serial killer, yeah.
And also, like, change his own name, which is one of the only things I know about Colin.
It's a good question, though. I'm a big fan of the question.
Yeah, although there is limited research required after this point, at least in regard to hurricanes specifically, is something that I found.
I found some stuff about that too, but I think there is more. I guess we shouldn't talk about this vaguely. We should probably just go into it. I think that there is still research to be done. I just want to note at the top that I did check baby name records, and also I use the very fun tool Baby Name Voyager on Baby Name Wizard, which is just fun to mess with, and could not find any significant changes in relation to hurricane names specifically. Katrina, you know, had been on a pretty steep decline since like the 80s, so you definitely have to do more. Consider more outside factors to get any sort of statistically significant difference, I think.
I tried to use that tool, and it made my computer shut down two different times, so.
Amy, you might just need a new computer.
That is a possibility, but I'm just going to hold out and see what continues to happen at this point. I also spent a lot of time on baby name websites, and before we start actual research, I just want to really quickly say that the comments on baby name websites are amazing. Please read them.
Do you have any, like, specific anecdotes you want to share or anything?
So, on babynameshub.com, they have a popularity over time chart of the name Clyde. Clyde was already on a period of decline in the 30s. It had dropped about 500 places from the mid-teens, possibly because of Bonnie and Clyde. And one of the comments is just, Bonnie and Clyde were a pair of notorious criminals in the 1930s and were executed the same decade. Clyde as a name should stay in the past with them.
That's so intense.
I know. The best one is the top neutral comment, which these are separated into groups of positive and neutral. And that's not classified as a negative comment. It's classified as neutral. But there's one that's all caps and it just says, I know a guy who is about 50 years old, and he doesn't like his name. He's been calling himself Ian, which is a form of the name John. Many people disapprove of this and won't go along with calling the man what he wants to be called. His name was Clyde, and that's not popular right now. I think people ought to respect his wish to be called Ian.
They should. That's true.
I agree with that wholeheartedly, but the whole thing is in caps and, like, with regular punctuation.
Good.
I love it very much. So that's the fun research I did. I also found an article on Reuters, because every time I tried to look at actual, like, paper research, it just talked about either hurricanes or baby names and not a combination of the both.
Okay. So, I mean, I have one, but what's your Reuters thing?
So this is an article on Reuters, published September 1st, 2017, Collateral Storm Damage, Baby Names Plunge in Popularity by Barbara Goldberg. It's looking at names like Katrina, Sandy, Andrew, and Harvey. And so they talk to...
I did also look at Harvey, by the way, and it's been, like, significantly on the uptick just, like, in the early to mid-2000s after being, like, completely not... popular at all since, like, the 20s or something. So, exciting times for Harvey.
Congratulations if your name is Harvey and you're listening to this. You're about to have a whole new cohort of friends. So this is an interview with Jonah Berger. Well, not an interview, but an article written after an interview with Jonah Berger, author of Contagious, Why Things Catch On, and a marketing professor at UPenn. And he talked about how, after hurricanes... people's names became less popular. So this happened with Katrina specifically because it was devastating. But then about 5 years later, it apparently started climbing again.
Yeah, okay, so I can, unless you have more specific stuff, I have stuff to say about this.
Oh yeah, because, just jump in.
Okay, I read the article From Karen to Katie, Using Baby Names to Understand Cultural Evolution, which is by Jonah Berger, as well as Bradlow, Brownstein, and Zhang, and is published in 2012 in Psychological Science. So the article is not specifically about hurricanes, but they use hurricanes as a test case for their hypothesis, which is basically that if you're hearing phonemes a lot, then you're more likely to pick a name that uses those phonemes. So their hypothesis with relationship to hurricanes was... if there's a bad hurricane and you hear about it on the news a lot, it might not make the specific name of that hurricane more popular, but it will make other similar names popular.
I was going to speculate about that.
Yeah.
Because of the mere exposure effect. But, like, for phonemes.
Yeah, right, definitely. Right, so hurricanes are a really interesting case for this idea of exposure because the names are picked really far in advance and it's fairly random which ones... become, like, which ones loom large in the public consciousness. So it's a good just, like, injection of phonemes into the name landscape, I guess. So in this study, they had a mathematical model of name popularity based on the popularity of similar names. And they included hurricanes and how bad they were as, like, a variable in this model. And following Hurricane Katrina, names that began with a K saw an approximately 9% increase in usage. But they did speculate that the effect was nonlinear, and they speculated that there was a certain point at which additional increases in damage did not increase the popularity of similar names because there just wasn't more news coverage or because there was a negative effect based off of the negative connotations of a really bad hurricane.
Yeah, oh, that's really interesting. Do you know if there was any follow-up or probably not?
I mean, I haven't read all of these authors' whole thing. Like,
yeah,
I only read this one article.
I know how we do this podcast, and I realized as I was asking that question.
I guess we can talk about this now. I did go on, like, a really good rabbit hole of just, like, academia fights. because I was I was reading the article, which I think it got some popular play a while ago, so people might have heard about it. The article is Female Hurricanes Are Deadlier Than Male Hurricanes.
Mm-hmm.
So the idea of the original study is that hurricanes with female names have caused more death than hurricanes with male names, and their hypothesis is that that's because people underestimate the risk of a female-named hurricane.
Yeah, I think we've talked about this before, just in passing.
Yeah, we may have mentioned it before. So I read that article, and they also conducted some experiments and did show that, like, in an experimental setting, people rated the danger of female hurricanes lower. But then 4 different people responded to them poking holes in their statistical methods and that type of thing. Because there was some, like, interaction of variables, between damage and death toll. There were some accusations of endogeneity, which is, like, a relationship between your independent variable and your error term, which could be caused by, you know, not including other variables or whatever. And then there was also some, like, controversy over whether they should include storms prior to 1978. Because all storms prior to 1978 were named after women.
Hmm.
It was only in 1978 where they were like, we need gender equality, both, or I guess all, it's not really relevant to say all genders here because they switch between male and female names, but men and women deserve to have hurricanes named after them.
The 70s were a really great time for gender equality.
Yeah. The 6 worst storms since 1950 have all had female names, but only 2 of them happened since 1978. So these 6 storms are really, like, skewing the data in favor of female-named storms being deadlier, and only 2 of them even had a chance of being named with male names. And so there's only, like, there's, like, a 25% chance that that would happen randomly. But there is, like, the experimental stuff that suggests that people do rate storms as less dangerous if they have feminine names. So I guess what I'm saying is I want more research on this topic. So I guess that's our segment now, is more research desired, which Amy named.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm sure everyone's cheering right now as they listen.
Yes.
Can I talk about the research rabbit hole that I got really distracted by?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. So everyone wants to know if there's a secret to whether or not serial murder is encoded in what you name your children. Like, everyone.
Oh, it's probably not.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, surprise. It's probably not. But there are articles that are like, do serial killers really have, or more often have 13 letter names? Or do serial killers really usually have Wayne as a middle name? Or like, is your child more likely to be a serial killer? They aren't, but also, like, every time I looked at academic articles trying to find out whether serial murder or crime interacted with naming trends, I don't know if I'm just bad at Google Scholar or JSTOR Google or something, but it would just also be another article about trying to diagnose serial killers or talking about serial killers' relationships with their children and whether or not their children were more likely to be serial killers. And why do we all need to identify why people do murder so much?
I mean, it's good to study why people do murder, because then maybe we can stop them from doing murder. And also not, like, blame it on random societal factors like race that it's not related to.
Yeah, that's true. It's just, like,
or mental illness. That's a big one, gotta say. Yeah. I've been watching my stress show a fair amount lately, which is Criminal Minds. It's not a good show. Every other episode is like, ooh, the villain this episode is OCD.
Yeah.
Not like the villain, like the villain is the disorder. I meant by that, not that the villain has OCD, although that's also true.
The real villain all along was the mental disorders that we gained over time slash may have been innate to us. The research is out.
I mean, that's literally the premise of the show. And, like, people who do murders are not actually, I think, more likely to be mentally ill than people who are victims of violence. Like, so, yeah, I think we should study why murders happen so we don't come to the wrong conclusions about why murders happen.
Yeah, I know. It just bothers me when it's all about, like, if you are a child of someone violent, are you more likely to be violent, etc. Mm-hmm. Because I feel like that's maybe looking at the wrong thing is what bothers me. But whatever. Do your research. I just... Also, true crime. I don't really care about it or want to hear about it usually. Anyway, that's all.
Yeah, no, I mean, I guess, like, it's definitely true that what you choose to study and what variables you choose to include and stuff like that, you know, really affect your results and what the world thinks about various topics. And so, I guess the takeaway is just that the world is really complicated. And we should do more research on it.
Please. Please.
Okay, so should we design a study?
Yeah, though I had, like, one really fast last thing, which is that Ted's highest, like, the highest amount of children named Ted was in the 1920s when its rank was 204th most popular name. And then in the 60s, it fell to about, yeah, the 203rd most popular than 335th. However, it was already declining at that point. So, who knows?
Right. I mean, I feel like that's the... Names go through... Cycle through fashion so quickly. It's not like a fairly constant thing where you can just be like, oh, there was a spike or a dip here. It's... Names are almost always either on the rise or, like, in decline.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Most names. I mean, stuff like John... is fairly perennially popular, although also on the decline because people are getting more creative with names. Anyway, study.
People are getting more creative with names, but also going back to old person names, which is good because old people are going
to have John is also an old person name.
John is an any age name, I think. I think any age of person can be named John.
Yeah,
unlike other names.
But it's just like the share of people named John is steadily decreasing as people get more creative.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that is all of our name stuff. Let's make a study.
Yeah, okay. I mean, so I feel like I didn't have any ideas for this that were not analyze name data, because it seems like that's the, you know, we have a lot of data about what people have been named, and that seems very easy to access, and we should do that, I think.
Yeah, I have a kind of I have sort of an interesting thought, which is finding people who are in the process of naming their child and see how their naming lists evolve over time in concurrence with events.
Hmm. Yeah. That seems like it could be really interesting, but also I don't know if there's, like, I guess enough information there, really. Mm-hmm. Like, because that's probably a process that for most people will take, like, under a year. And any given person's list is probably going to be so based on, like, the naming, like, just the fashions at that time. So unless they happen to have a name on their list and then, like, a hurricane with that name happens... You know, I can't imagine that it would, you know, we just need a lot of data and I don't, and it could be difficult, I guess.
Visits to baby name websites? Like, traffic on baby name websites?
Like, you mean just seeing how many hits a given name gets?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Yeah, like, yeah, that's sort of...
I mean, I think the problem is just that of course, if a name is in the news a lot, people are going to search for the name more and people are going to want to know the etymology of the name more and stuff like that. Right. And that doesn't necessarily mean that they're actually thinking of naming their baby that.
Also, the main audience of baby name websites is not necessarily parents so much as it is, like, writers who go to baby name websites for names, of which there
I think
are
there's probably a lot of there's a lot of audiences with baby name websites. Like, you'd think they were just for expecting parents, but everyone can appreciate a good baby name.
Some people just go on to yell about their friend Ian.
Yeah, exactly.
Congratulations. Yeah, we probably just have to do name data and just isolate current events.
I mean, name data is really good. Like, you know, we have a ton of data on this. This should be very easy to figure out, and that's very exciting. I think one thing that we could do is, we should compare. I guess maybe we should, like, look at headlines, like, from history and, like, tally up names that are mentioned in the headlines, because then we can get a good idea of what names people are, like, thinking about the most and that type of stuff. Although, I guess if a headline says Reagan, you'd probably also want to include Ronald in that count, you know. But, right, I mean, if we get good data on what the names of the people who were, or the, you know, what names were being most often mentioned in the news, and then we like, rate those names as positive or negative. I don't know exactly how we would do that, because we'd probably want it to be, like, a sliding scale rather than just two categories, but also the study about danger of hurricanes asked people to rank names on a scale from feminine to masculine, which is, like, a good thing that you can do if you're doing data in the present day, but if you do historical data, you have to assume that people will have different perceptions. Like, the name Sandy had a spike of as a girl's name, where it was really popular as a girl's name in the 50s, but before that, it was primarily popular as a boy's name. So a Hurricane Sandy at different times would probably have different connotations.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I don't know exactly how we would rank things as positive or negative.
We might want to rank things as popular versus, like, popular in a straightforward sense versus popular in a controversial sense versus, like, natural disaster.
I mean,
disaster.
How do we do that, though?
That's true. Popularity isn't really... Yeah.
I think that we could do it, you know, we could... I guess we could categorize politicians as inherently controversial, but that seems unlikely to actually be true. We could look at their popularity rankings at the time, but that's, like, a lot of work.
Yeah, like, the thing is, it's going to be kind of hard to find anything that for an entire population skews popular positive
hurricanes.
Or negative. Yeah.
Hurricanes probably skew negative for everyone. And serial killers also.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, but those are, like, the only sure things where if we just go into names that are said often about, like, regular people who are not committing violent crimes, then there's going to be a whole different issue going on.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like with the exception of politicians, who are probably pretty controversial mostly, people are either going to make the news for a negative thing, like being a serial killer, or they're going to be mentioned a lot because they're, like, a celebrity. And I feel like celebrities we could pretty much categorize as positive, you know, even if that's not true for every person. They're popular as celebrities because they're generally popular, you know?
Right. I just wish, like, I sort of wish there was a way that we could skew this such that we have a name that is on the rise of popularity and then have something with the same name and a strong negative connotation become very, like, commonly, like, a household thing for a while, and then see how that affects the popularity of that name. But that doesn't seem
possible. Yeah, that would require a lot of engineering, and also would require a lot of engineering for one name. And a sample size of one is not a good sample size.
Yes, yes. I mean, when I say a name, I do mean multiple names, but...
So, like, we get a selection of names that are on the rise, and then we're like, oh, we'll give this one to a dictator, and this one to a hurricane.
Yeah, it's... Yeah, like, we can't do this. Because
it would involve a lot of engineering negative things to happen in the world, and that's what supervillains do.
But in the name of research, is it villainy if you get to publish a paper? No, that's also what
supervillains do. There are so many supervillains that are just that, just gonna do some science, and in the process, like, start a world war, or do some serial killings, or create a hurricane.
When has science ever been used negatively? A lot of times. Many times in history and also in fiction, but mostly history. So.
Yeah, so I think we should not do that one because we have, like, loose ethical standards on this podcast, but I don't think they're that loose.
But we cannot create terrible storms.
I mean, and also, why would we when that data already exists? We have so much name data already. We don't need to make a hurricane.
Fine. But know that the name data is the only thing standing between me and making a hurricane, is all I ask.
Mm-hmm.
Keep up that census.
Well, if you suspiciously start manipulating the weather, then I'm definitely going to be the one who, like, adopts a superheroic identity to stop you, just so we're clear. This is our nemesis origin story.
And I wouldn't want it any other way.
Sounds good.
Mm-hmm.
Would you like to speculate wildly about the results of this study?
So I think that we'll find that names that are already in decline will maybe decline faster after, like, storms and serial killers. Maybe. Like, I don't know how much of a hit it would take.
I don't know. I mean, I think you're really going to have to balance the mere exposure effect against the negativity associated, which is why I think it'll be helpful to compare, like, negative connotated names to names with popular with positive connotations, because I do think they're, like, that for negative names, it's possible that the whole phoneme exposure thing will cancel out the negative effect unless it's, like, really negative. So I guess that's what I predict.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so Abby, who do you think is going to fund this study now that we are no longer going to need any money to create weather disasters?
I mean, it's so little money. I feel like some research institution, or just, like, me, like, personally out of my pocket to keep you from falling into villainy. Like, the threat of not funding this study is so high.
Yeah, like, the Avengers just pop up and hand us a $10 bill.
Yeah, the Avengers. There you go.
All of them. Most of them. Okay, so that's the show that we did. That's research.
That's what we always say.
This is the second time that we've made that exact joke. So I think it is becoming, our sign off is now, that's research. That's what we always say. Our music is Marie Curie by The Crips off the album Discover Science. You can email us at moreresearchcast@gmail.com. You can tweet at us at moreresearch_.
And we also have a Tumblr at moreresearchacquired.tumblr.com. And also, you should rate and review us on iTunes and Google Play and anywhere that you want to do that.
Yeah, and thank you to everyone who has already reviewed us. That's all. Until next time,
that's research.
And say goodbye. On the green, as for radium and polonium, she discovers them and gives them bad names. Marie Curie, she's the type of scientist I don't wanna be. Winning those Nobels left and right, study pitch blend and Cobra Knight. Marie Curie, she's the type of scientist. My villain name is Radar Doppler.
Sounds pretty good.